The third location for a sports book opened up actually right here in our listening area, the third location in Fairfield County. It was right here in Norwalk. It is actually the 11th, though, in the state of Connecticut since we made sports betting and online gambling legal just a few years ago. And so we want to always make sure whenever these types of stories pop up, we do our part here on WICC to let you know resources are available to you if gambling gets out of control. So joining me this morning, we have Valerie Tebbets is here. She is the Helpline Training and Recovery Manager for Connecticut Council on Problem Gambling. Welcome to WICC, Val, and I'm excited to have you here. My understanding is you handle the helpline, so you're hearing the calls coming in from Connecticut, correct?
That's correct. My job is to make sure that helpline gets answered. And, you know, I don't do all of it, obviously, but I answer a lot of calls in Connecticut.
Wow. And what do you hear from Connecticut families? What would you say are some of the most common calls you are getting, Val?
Very definitely people who are gambling on their phones and sort of go over a line that they didn't intend to cross. And they realize how easy it is to do that, that you know, it's kind of mindless, if you could think about other forms of media that we do that with. Also, we've seen a huge increase in calls from parents of adult children. So, you know, I mean, adults, they're 25 to 35 years old, and their parents are calling in because their adult child is struggling with gambling, and they're very, very concerned. So those are two of the biggest things, but we still, see a lot of calls from just regular casino goers, that were people playing casino games. It's not just, sports betting.
Wow.
It's casino games, 'cause they're also online. So between people who have traditionally gambled in the casinos in Connecticut and also in New York, I mean, you know, people who gamble cross boundaries all the time.
Mm.
So, you know, if you're in Norwalk, you might go to New York to gamble. But people will tend to go to the closest venue or they go to all of them. So we're definitely seeing what I would consider an increase in people struggling with problem gambling. And it isn't all severe. Some of it is, but it isn't all severe. It's just impacting their life in a way that they are unhappy about.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when you say that we're seeing, for example, Val, families calling in saying, my, let's just say it, our college age kids are struggling with gambling. A lot of the times, you know, you're talking about people who this might be the first time they've legally bet in their entire lives, right? So do you think they have any idea how quickly you could go into financial trouble with, you know, sports betting, online gambling, especially when you look at, you know, the amount of advertisements that are out there? I mean, I can't watch a college sport, a minor league, major league. You can't watch any sort of sporting event without not only seeing commercials to bet, but on the sides of the TV screen, it'll show you what people around the nation are betting on this game or on this player or on whatever. It is just constantly in your face. Do you feel like these are people who are inundated and not even realizing the financial turmoil they could be in with sports betting?
Yeah, I feel more like what you said is true. It's fundamentally changed the way we look at and watch sports, especially if you're a college age or young person. It's just, it goes with it now. People don't think twice that sports and gambling are legal and it's everywhere. And that's the way you watch sports. And I do think that that is problematic because people who have gambling problems tend to have some other things that put them at risk and they're not aware of that. Everybody in Connecticut isn't aware of like, well, what would put me at risk for a gambling problem?
And
age is definitely, you know, a category. Being young is definitely a category. Being male is also something that there's a higher risk among young men than there is other segments of the population.
The guys are more inclined to want to do that than the gals.
Yeah, I don't know if it's want. I just think maybe there isn't enough research to know why that's true. It could just be, you know, brain development and what happens. Young men are encouraged to take risks, right?
Mm.
And figure their life out. So, you know, that's part of that. And then, you know, having a parent who's experienced any kind of problem is also puts you at a very high risk. Having other emotional issues going on in your life, a recent loss will put you at risk. So it goes together. And I'm going to repeat, I don't think most people understand how that goes together with developing a gambling problem. It isn't a one size fits all. It's a complex thing that goes on in someone's behavior that they lose control and really, you know, can cause themselves and their families a lot of harm.
Do you ever think, too, we have Val Tebbets here, helpline training and recovery manager at Connecticut Council on Problem Gambling, which I want to also reiterate that the Connecticut Council on Problem Gambling, they are not for or against gambling. They're not saying you should never gamble. They're not saying that it's bad. They are just simply a resource, making sure you know they are here for you if gambling becomes an addiction, becomes a problem. It ends you know, with financial turmoil. So I just want to make that very clear. Do you ever find, Val, that you're also in a situation where you just imagine, okay, I've lost a bunch of times. At some point, I've got to win. You know, like not even understanding, you know, your odds of winning and winning big. Do you think people grasp that?
I think that most people probably understand those odds, you know, those really long odds, but I don't think they think about that when they're gambling. And I think what you said is particularly true, which is, you know, if you look at the odds and you lose every time you gamble, you got to figure you're going to win one of these times.
Right.
And that's a risk factor that I would be concerned about. You know, if you lost 10 times in a row, or three times in a row, you really should say, I don't want to do this anymore. This isn't for me. It's luck. It's pure luck. It's not skill. And that is something I think is also challenging with sports betting.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what's going to happen. You know, there was a movie called Any Given Sunday, right? You don't know what's going to happen in a sporting event. You might, you know, there might be, that's why the companies run the lines, right? Because there are odds on those games, but they've corrected for the likelihood of what's going to happen so that they can, you know, make money doing what they do. But do I think most people really get that? I really can't say. I want to say I don't think they do, but, you know, I'm not in their skin. Mm-hmm. So,
well, it's almost like that idea of it's not going to happen to me. Like, it's not going to be me. Like, okay, I'm going to try sports betting, but I mean, it's not going to happen to me where I fall down that rabbit hole. Or, you know, like, I understand, you know, the chances of winning big are, you know, like you say it to yourself, but you don't actually embody that. You don't actually believe it when it's you in the situation. It seems like sometimes that could be the mentality.
I think that's very true. I think that, you know, there's got to be a certain amount of, you know, denial going on if you think you're going to win big, because the odds are really tiny that you're going to win big. And, you know, the more you're trying to win, probably the less sense you're using in your gambling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's meant, you know, I'm going to repeat, it's meant to be entertainment. It's not meant to be a means of making money. And, you know, I think that can get younger people into trouble. I think you can get everybody into trouble, but I think it's harder when you're younger to realize just how quickly you can be taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not for or against gambling. I'm just saying, you know, if you're going to keep spending it, somebody's going to keep taking it.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we always like to have constant conversations with Connecticut's Council on Problem Gambling. If you want more information, help is available. You can chat over the phone, online, and you could find all those resources on their website, ccpg.org, again, which stands for Connecticut Council on Problem Gambling. That's ccpg.org. And Val, I want to thank you for the work that you do at the Connecticut Council on Problem Gambling and for joining us here on WICC.
Well, thank you for having me, Melissa.
You're very welcome.
Have a wonderful holiday.
Thanks, you too. Again, Valerie Tebbets, helpline training and recovery manager at Connecticut Council on Problem Gambling. And yeah, bringing up the holiday, we know people are going to come together, friends, family, and sports will continue. And people are going to want to gamble or bet. And it's important that you know that there are people who will help you if gambling gets out of control. That is ccpg.org.